Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of hunger, the virtues of living a simple life, and the virtues of abstinence as far as our eating, as far as our drinking, and as far as our clothing is concerned. So today we do an incident explaining the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and another miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we did the miracle of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, that in the Khandaq, in the Battle of Trench, that he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a stone tied to his belly. He couldn't bear that sight, and he went to his wife and asked her to prepare something, and they prepared something together. He cooked the meat, and he slaughtered the lamb, put the meat in the pot, and she was preparing the bread, the roti, and he went and called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and approximately a thousand sahaba ate from that, and they were still left over as though it was cooking from the beginning. So much of barakah there was. So today we'll see another incident with the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are few people's names that are mentioned here. So just to our understanding, that there was a great sahabi by the name of Anas radiallahu anhu. His real father was Malik ibn Nadhr. But he didn't accept Islam. And his mother had accepted Islam. His mother was known as Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. So his father refused to accept Islam, and he fled to Sham, he fled to Syria. So when he fled, now later, one of the things that break nikah is the fact that one of the spouses accept Islam and the other doesn't want to accept Islam, refuses to accept Islam. So that is a termination point of the nikah. So his mother thereafter, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, got married to a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anha. So therefore in this incident we'll see Hazrat Abu Talha and we'll see Umm Sulaym. So this was Umm Sulaym married Hazrat Abu Talha, but at that time she already had this child, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the famous sahabi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu grew up in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His mother had taken him and took him and left him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that he could learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he could assist Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he served from approximately the age of 9 to the age of 19. He served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So just to keep that in the background, who are the people that appear in this hadith? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Abu Talha, this was his stepfather, that Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said to his wife, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, which was actually his mother, I heard the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It sounded weak and I recognized hunger in it. Do you have any food? She replied, yes, and took out some pieces of barley bread. Barley bread was seen as something very cheap, something simple. Pieces of barley bread she took out. She then took a scarf of hers and wrapped the bread with one corner of it. She then placed it beneath my clothes and wrapped the other end of the scarf around my body. So she wrapped part of the bread, the roti, and then she wrapped it around my body to take it to Rasulullah. So almost like a knapsack she made with a piece of clothing to take it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, I found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in the masjid with some people. I went and stood near him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that Abu Talha send you, because he saw him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him coming. So the first thing he asked him is, Abu Talha, did your father send you? So, which was his stepfather. He said, yes. He asked for a meal. I replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, come along. They set off and I went ahead of them until I came to Abu Talha and informed him. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said, Umm Sulaym, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with some people and we do not have enough food to feed them. Now again, yeah, we see the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody is coming to invite him. He's sitting there with his sahaba. He doesn't forget his sahaba. Immediately he tells all of them, come. This was the love we had. These are my companions, these are my satis. How can it be such that I eat and my companions don't eat? This was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for all his sahaba. So now he takes them and he goes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew exactly what was happening. Not that he wanted to go and embarrass them or anything. He knew exactly what was happening. He could see and foresee the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, when they were coming, now naturally what happens with the people at the house? So here Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, when he saw the scene of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming with a whole group of sahaba, later on in the hadith it comes about 70 or 80 of them, he got so worried. He comes and he tells his wife, Umm Sulaym, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come and we do not have enough food to feed them. She said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Look at the iman of this woman. That Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she didn't panic, nothing. That Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Abu Talha went out to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked with him until they both entered the house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umm Sulaym, bring to me whatever you have. So she presented those pieces of bread. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that it be broken into small pieces. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha then squeezed some butter onto it, making it like gravy. So those bread were made into smaller pieces. Some butter was squeezed on it to make it like gravy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua. He made dua for barakat. Now this is where the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in. That he made dua for barakat in the manner that Allah ta'ala had willed. He then said, allow 10 people to enter. So 10 people to enter. So he permitted them. They ate and they went away. Next, allow another 10 people to enter. So they were permitted. They came, they ate and they went away. They ate until they were satiated. In other words, they ate properly. And they went away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, allow another 10 people to enter. So he permitted them to enter. They ate until they were satiated. They went out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, allow another 10 people to enter. So he permitted them to enter. And this went on until the people had eaten and were satiated. There were 70 or 80 people in number. Okay, the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing we see here is that the house of a strange person, that you need permission to enter. Although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send them in. They came and they stopped at the door. They asked for permission and they still entered. Now this is adab and akhlaq. Before you enter any person's house, take permission that may I enter, can I enter. Not that we just barge into someone's house. Look at this. They were called from outside. They came there. They sought permission again to enter. The masla is if a person is given dawah, somebody invites us to come in, then we don't need permission. But despite that, they stopped, they took permission and then they entered. There's something for us to learn. Another narration has the 10 people continued to enter and leave until every one of them had entered and eaten until they were satiated. They then gathered and remained the remainder of the food, and it was the same amount as it had been when they had started eating. Another narration has it that 10 ate at a time until 80 of them had done so. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those people of the house ate. Look when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate. He ate last. All masahaba must eat. Everyone must eat. And then he ate. So the people of the house ate last. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there was still some food left over. Another narration has it that they had enough food left over to send to their neighbors. One more narration says that Hazrat Anas says that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day and found him sitting with his sahaba. I noticed a band tied around his stomach and asked some of his sahaba, why was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this band tied around his stomach? They replied, because of hunger. So I went to Abu Talha, the husband of Umm Sulaym, that means his stepfather, and said, beloved father, I noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a band tied around his waist. So I asked some of his sahaba the reason, and they replied that it was because of hunger. Now look, this young boy, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied around his stomach. It hurt him also. Even the young children had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't just leave it. He came to tell his father that this is what I saw. Today the youngsters, Allah Ta'ala save us, the only thing they interested in is soccer and cricket and this and this and that type of entertainment. They were looking to see what is the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we can help our Nabi. So now this is what he did. He came to tell his father, this is what I saw him, and I asked him, and he said, because of hunger. Abu Talha went to my mother and asked, is there any food? She replied, yes, I have some pieces of bread and some dates. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to us individually, we will be able to satiate his hunger. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes alone, then we can give him, we got enough. You know, we don't have so much for so many people. We got, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes alone, then we can give him. But if he is accompanied by others, it will not be enough for them. He then narrated the rest of the hadith which we did, how many of them came and how many of them ate. It shows us that if a person turns towards Allah Ta'ala, he puts his tawajjuh towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives barakat. We don't need to go towards anything that is haram, anything that is doubtful. What is halal, what is pure, we take. What is doubtful, we leave out. Allah Ta'ala is the one that can put barakat in a little. Allah Ta'ala can allow so many people to eat and still be left over. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.